For the first time in more than 20 years, a Senate seat in California will be up for grabs. So who's grabbing? Democratic Senator Barbara Boxer of California made the announcement that she won't run again in 2016 in a YouTube interview with her grandson, Zach Rodman, and she hinted at what she wants her seat to look like.
I'm going to continue working on the issues that I love. I'll have more time to help other people through my PAC for Change community. I have to make sure this Senate seat stays progressive. That is so critical. And I want to help our Democratic candidate for president make history.
Senator Boxer's close friend, fellow Democrat and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, was stopped in her tracks by reporters who told her the news. What, she said, and then seemed to choke up a bit.
That's fine. She called me. She says, you want to talk to me personally? I thought you want to maybe have dinner tonight or something. Oh, my.
But no, she's leaving. John Myers is senior editor of KQED's California Politics and Government desk. So, John, let the jockeying begin. And yesterday, California Attorney General Kamala Harris said, I'm in. Now, people may remember her as the person who President Obama called the best-looking attorney general in the country. But that's awfully superficial. So tell us a bit more about her.
Let's give something about her record. She's a 50-year-old Democrat whose mother has South Asian roots, whose father hails from Jamaica. Her ethnicity, I think, would play a big role in the history if she runs for this Senate seat and she wins it. She was the district attorney of San Francisco. She barely won her 2010 race for state attorney general, handily won this past November. And she was a leading voice, Robin, among attorneys general across America in the 2012 national mortgage settlement over predatory lending allegations. Some people believe Harris actually drove a harder deal out of that. We thought she might want to be governor. We thought a lot of people might want to be governor of California, but apparently this week she says U.S. Senate is what she wants to do.
Well, and on Monday, the lieutenant governor, Newsom, announced on his Facebook page that he would not run for Barbara Boxer's seat. Gavin Newsom was seen as a top potential candidate, but he's the former mayor of San Francisco, and Kamala Harris is based in the Bay Area, so would they have been competing?
They could have. I mean, as you kind of allude to there in that question, California has two big urban centers that our politicians normally come from, the San Francisco area, the Los Angeles area. Those are where the votes are. If you split those votes, that could have been tough. And Gavin Newsom, the lieutenant governor, and Kamala Harris have known each other for a very long time in San Francisco politics. They have the same political consultants, Robin. And I do suspect that there was a lot of discussion. I don't know that there was a deal, but there was a lot of discussion about what happens, who wants to run for what. I mean, keep in mind that we in California have a series of Democrats who have been in office a very long time, and a lot of Democrats want those jobs. Jerry Brown is 76 years old. Barbara Boxer, Dianne Feinstein, Nancy Pelosi. There is a generation of young Democrats ready to move up. Kamala Harris, Gavin Newsom were the first two names on the list.
So there's a chance that they sat down to dinner and one said, I'll take the senatorship. You maybe go for governor. But any chance a Republican might jump in?
Yeah, I think pretty good. I mean, there are Republicans in California. We just don't have many elected, actually none on the statewide level. But, you know, I think some of the more promising potential Republicans may sit it out because the Republicans are only 28% of the electorate in California. This 2016 election is going to skew even more Democratic, we think. Obviously, it's a presidential year. That's going to bring a different kind of voters out. There's also possibly a statewide ballot measure about legalizing marijuana in California. That would bring out a more liberal electorate. And I don't think a Republican would have a good time. By the way, that legal marijuana issue could come up, Robin, for Kamala Harris if she runs, because she's made an art form, I would call, of avoiding a position on it as California's attorney general. She's going to get asked a lot of things she hasn't talked about if she runs for the Senate.
Well, talk about the new primary rules that are coming up in California. Voters can vote regardless of party affiliation for anyone. So how might this affect the race?
Yeah, it's a great question. And the truth is nobody really knows. I mean, in 2014, we had several congressional races in California with two candidates of the same party on the November ballot because only two names move forward to November in this system. So, you know, there's a lot of theory here. Might the Republicans miss one of those two slots because there's so few of the registration in California? I think the odds are long on that. I think you probably would get a Republican and a Democrat, but that really is another X factor here. And I think that also worries some Democrats about splitting that Democratic vote. I think there was a sigh of relief among a lot of Democrats that Gavin Newsom, the lieutenant governor, said no thanks to this race. Yeah. But we've got others out there in the wings, if I could just point out quickly.
Please.
Former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa has said he might run for the U.S. Senate. And billionaire environmental activist Tom Steyer, who's played in a lot of House races races across the country this past year with his money, has said he might run. And so this is going to be fascinating to watch. And the funny part, Robin, is that we're still about 400 days away before you can actually file the papers to run for the U.S. Senate. So it's anybody's guess.
Well, money, by the way, is going to be a big factor in a big state like California that you have to cover when you're campaigning. But just briefly, big shoes to fill. Barbara Boxer, you remind us, never had, you know, huge approval ratings, but huge margins when she would win, 10 to 20 points.
Yeah, and I don't think that anybody could completely fill her shoes. I mean, she was known as an environmental champion. She voted against the Iraq War in the Senate. She was a reliable liberal voice. I think it'll be interesting to see what role in all of this is played by California's senior senator, Dianne Feinstein. Does she get involved in this race? Does Governor Jerry Brown get involved in this race? But Boxer has a great legacy. I think a lot of people will be talking about that, and everyone wants to know who Barbara Boxer will vote for. She told the reporters a few days ago, look, I'm just letting it open here. I'm going to stay active, but I haven't picked a favorite.
Yeah. John Myers, senior editor of KQED's California Politics and Government Desk, and what, about 400 days to the election? We'll have you back every day, and we'll talk about
you,
it.
Thank you, Robin.
John, thank you.
You're welcome.